depressed from oversleeping, and recovery. Some days start out like this. I don't know if you can relate. Oversleeping and resulting depression. I overslept. Some fascinating dream was more important to continue watching than getting up. It's now 3 hours later, and I am still groggy, unmotivated, and I have a fear that is playing hide and seek with me. I can't really see what it is afraid of. But just because I am out of sorts, life doesn't wait. I feel I have to write an article. Although normally that is my most cherished activities. But today I have to. Ugh. I have tried rising in me, from down, didn't catch where it started, and now it is also in my shoulders and my arms. It is hard to type on the keyboard. If this is familiar to you, I bet it is also familiar that I want to kill it with caffeine, eating, exercising. Just go away. My amazing idea from yesterday sits on a notepad in front of you, proudly announcing, write a book, The Creative Plane, but it sounds dull and uninteresting to me now. What was I thinking? My second computer died. I don't think it can be saved. It had been on its last leg for at least a year, but I never bothered to back it up. So what's going on? Luckily my consciousness, the observer, the witness are well alive, and can watch all this descent into whatever this is. Madness? Depression? Ordinary humanness? Lol. Yeah. Oversleeping, even just one time, starts the recalibration of the brain chemicals towards serotonin dominance, i.e. depression, hibernation, practicing for death. When it gets out of hand, it is called manic depression, but it can get out of hand for everyone. This may be the reason for teenage moodiness, they tend to sleep irregularly. I know I did. If you have never separated, distinguished your observer, now its voice commingles with the mind's voice that says, you are doomed, it is never going to be better, you are never going to be well ever again. I have been there. I have been in severe depression more times than I can count, but none really since 1988. I have been recently fired from my job as an architect, and I suddenly didn't have to get up at the crack of dawn to commute to my job as New York City. So I slept in. To my detriment. I dug myself out of that by teaming up with this fat flower shop owner who needed someone to walk with her before work. And I was available. We walked in the Elizabeth, New Jersey park. I was thin as a rail. Still before starting the all-American diet that made me fat. She bravely walked with me. In spite of the blisters on the sole of her feet, she was very heavy. It took me a while, but the regular sleep schedule brought me out of depression, and, of course, I went to mania. Almost without any normal in-between. But you can say that my new life began then and there. I went from unhappy but well-paid architect to happy but hardly paid advertising salesperson, magazine deliver person, magazine layout person, dining review writing person to magazine publisher. I stayed there for 11 good years, until my massive brain damage due to some malpractice. Interestingly, the skills and knowledge I needed to coach weren't damaged, while I could not add 2 one-digit numbers to save my life. So I started to give massages, and coach on the side. I eventually dropped the massage. When? I can't remember. 5 to 6 years ago. I still cycle between depression and mania. But I appear normal to the untrained eyes. I need to manage myself with iron fist. And it's not easy. Why did I write this story of my depressive episodes? When you have something going on, it is a great idea to expand your cone of vision and see that in fact this is not a singular occurrence, and you have been there before. And yet, here you are. See that nothing is as serious as it seems when you are in the middle of it. I don't know if this contributes to your life or not, but it is what it is. On another note, in my core group where I test out my methodology, we have been looking at setting a B. In the context of getting from A to B. B is the answer to the question, what are you up to? It is a lot like pulling teeth, because, I guess, no one has taught you how to look, where to look, how to set something that will light you up. Setting a B that doesn't light you up is a crime. Criminal offense. I have a quote for you from one of my favorite people on the planet, Wallace D. Wattles, who died once he wrote his books. He started and died within 3 years. The truth value of his entire teaching is 70%, albeit what he teaches about health is only 30% truth value. Why was his truth value so much higher than any of his contemporaries of pretty much anyone since then? The answer is very simple, he didn't write from his own knowledge. He didn't write from his mind. He was, for 3 whole years, in the soaring state, the same state the soaring method course teaches. 70% of what he said came from the beyond. Had he also eaten, he would have lived to a ripe old age. Unfortunately, when it came to health, he wasn't trusting the beyond. So he starved himself to death. Don't forget, 70% that means 30% is not quite true. And it is up to you to be able to tell the difference. My stuff's truth value is 91-95%, and yet some people pick the 5-9% that is not true, or bastardize what I say, and never amount to anything. Okay, here's what he said about going from A to B. You must know what you want to do. First, choose your business. Choose the one that seems most in line with your tastes, and which will require the use of your strongest faculties. Select for your life work the thing you most want to do. Do not become possessed by the idea that you must be fixed by circumstances in some business or profession which you do not like, except for the one money, which you would like. Even though you are making money, you are not successful so long as you are doing something you do not like to do, and not doing the thing you want to do. The man who feels that he is misplaced is neither wealthy nor successful. Perhaps the most essential part of wealth culture consists in finding the place where you will be happy. And if you want to be able to enter soaring, like Wallace D. Wattles, so you can see your way through the maze of finding your path, so you can listen from the soaring state, love from the soaring state, feel from the soaring state, be that person, sign up to the Soaring Method class. Your first session will be a repeat of the first session of the real course. This coming Saturday at noon, March 13th. Your second, third, and fourth sessions will be on the third Saturday of the month, at 2 p.m. So your second session will be on March 20th at 2 p.m. I may offer more recap sessions when necessary. Why? Because it seems that in order for me to actually take you to the promised land, you need to be able to enter soaring. So it is important to me. Okay, if you are ready, and it is still not later than midnight on Friday, March 12th when you read it, you can sign up to this course. I may never repeat it. It is not in my habit to repeat courses. Sign up to learn soaring. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring,